Hello and welcome to Epic World Builder. My name is Mike Hewitt, and today we are going to be in the world of Dragonspire. For you people on audio, I just want to let you know that there is a YouTube version of this, but I should explain everything so you don't need to actually see the video part of it. Hopefully you can gain enough of this, because a lot of this is talking about the lore and how to come up with stuff, and less about maps and things like that. So, first of all, I am going into the town, and you can follow us if you go to epicworldbuilder.com and you go to public campaigns. There is a Dragonspire campaign. This is a campaign I am creating. I have other campaigns I play with other people, but this is for my two preteen kids. One's they're 11 and 12. One's about to turn 13. So I am in the town of Elderbrook. And in the town of Elderbrook, in this map and everything else, we created a bookstore over here and in the west side of Elderbrook. And Elderbrook is a very tiny town. I have with these tightly packed houses, I think there's like 50 establishments. That is houses and stores and stuff along those lines. And we also, in the last couple of times, we've done the Elderbrook Cemetery. And inside the cemetery, we have a mausoleum. And the mausoleum, there is this sarcophagus, and we have three ways. You can either bust it through, you can figure it out on your own, or you can go and look for that book in the tome. I don't remember what it was called, tome history or whatever else. So it doesn't matter. You're actually here in the Abyssal Sanctum, and this is a small dungeon, and you come from here. And let's go ahead. We put a pin to get here, but I'm going to go ahead and put a pin to get back. We're going to call this the Elderbrook Cemetery. Ugh. And this is where my complete lack of spelling comes in. And then I can go ahead and just link this back to the cemetery. Where is that? Oh, there we go. So with that, that'll get us back. So coming into it, let's go through, and I haven't really done a dungeon yet. We've done mostly creating of stores and lore and stuff like that. For people who don't know, I created this map a couple months ago. So they come down, and right then and there, there is another statue right there. And I don't quite know what to do with that. You know what? I'm going to actually make this an animated statue. You know what? I don't quite know. So, a couple things. I am not going to, in this podcast, come up with, okay, they're going to fight four skeletons, and then come up with how to create the actual battle and all of that stuff. So instead, I'm going to go through and like label things. And later on when they get here, I don't know what level they are, and I don't know what system we're going to be playing. This is not Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder. It could be anything. It could be Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder. It doesn't matter. We are creating the world. So I'm actually going to go into, we're going to go back into open ChatGPT, OpenAI, and I'm going to say, give me a description of a animated statue at the end of the room. I probably should put it for a fantasy game. That statue appears to be carved at a it is spitting it out. I don't quite know what I'm going to be doing, but animated statue at the end of the room. I have, as you venture deeper into the deeply lit chamber, your gaze falls upon an extraordinary sight at the end of the room. Standing tall is an imposing and animated statue of a regal Elven warrior standing stands stance Citadel. Golly day. It's early in the morning. Sorry, guys. Amazon, the animated statue. The statue appears to be carved from a luminous alabaster-like stone with a intricate detail edged into... Okay, I'm going to actually put write this at a 10th grade level. Now, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I have, these are younger kids, even though they are, you know, sixth grade, around sixth grade, I think they could read it at 10th grade level. Sometimes ChatGPT goes a little too far. So, and then the other thing is, I'm actually going to make pages here. So let's go back here. I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to put, so there's a couple different ways we could do this. We could actually put all of this information in here, and that would actually save us on pages. Or I was actually going to make its own page. And I think what I'm going to do is, I'm going to do a little bit of both. So I'm going to go in here, and the Abyssal Sanctum, I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to say A, and then I'm going to say animated statue. Doom, doom, right here. And this will get down, because sometimes I tend to make too many pages. And then I'm going to go ahead and make, well, that's a little huge. I'm going to make this 2. And then I think this one's bold. Okay. And then let's go back here, and I'm going to say, I'm going to grab this. Past standards of the room at the far end, you'll find a grand archway adorned. I'm not going to do anything with that. We are just going to come in here and add this. Okay, this statue is no ordinary sculpture. It's crafted from a luminous stone that resembles alabaster, and it showcases exquisite detail in the elf's armor. The figure stands confidently, holding a finely crafted longsword with a shimmering ghost blade. Interesting. The statue's eyes, made from sapphire gemstones, seem to gaze deeply into the soul with a watchful and intelligent expression. The sculpture has skillfully captured an aura of both regal authority and unwavering determination. Upon closer inspection, you notice the crest of the statue's chest plate, a symbol of an ancient, sorry, I thought I heard a weird, that is my dog whining, a symbol of an ancient elven house, hinting at the historical importance. You can also hear faint sounds of rustling leaves and distant bird songs, as though a fragment of nature has been woven into the statue. The presence of the ancient magic lingers around it, suggesting that the powerful enchantments have given life to this stone creature. I'm going to go ahead and copy this. I like that. And so now what we can do is, that is right there in the text of the page. And then this actual pin, we're not going to link it to a page. I was going to, and then I realized, probably not. I'm going to put the letter A, and then animated statue. And so now I see that letter A, and I'll know, okay, well, I can go look in the page, and then I can do all of this with just one little thing of one page rather than a bunch of pages. So then, so that's kind of weird. It's at the end of the thing. And then, But you can come through, and we're at a hallway where if you go right, you can go down the hallway, or the left. The right takes you to a small room with something kind of weird. There's like two little pedestals that are empty, and then something with a book on it. Let me zoom in a little bit. Okay, sorry about that. I have a Zoom audio recorder, and the cord got ruined, and I have a new one coming. But I was running on batteries, and the batteries died on me, and I do apologize about that. So, I'm going to go back and kind of, because I don't know where we left off, so I'm just going ahead and keep continuing. So, back then, we did the Chamber of Enigma, and we put that in there. So hopefully we got to that. And so if we were in the room with a statue at the very beginning, and you came out, you go to the right, and if you go to the right, there is this room, the Chamber of Enigma, on the left. If you keep going down the hallway, it turns to the left and goes to a circle staircase to level 2. Now, if you instead go back to the first room we were in with the statue and you take, instead of a right, you take a left, it kind of S's and then it goes to this room with a gigantic, like, stone altar table with a chair behind it. I don't know, but I'm calling that the stone table room. And I haven't really done anything with that. And since you came from the west, you can continue to go to the east. Or there is a hallway to the south, which takes you to a small room with garbage in it. I don't know. It looks like disgusting. I'm going to zoom in a little bit. It looks like garbage. And then there's a chest in there. So I'm calling that the trash room. And so I went to ChatGPT. I said, describe me a small room in a fantasy TTRPG a dungeon that has a pile of trash and a normal chest. I'm going to make that chest a mimic, because we always make chest mimics. Later on, I don't want to make every chest a mimic, but for right now, it just seems to make sense. The Forsaken Junk Room, and this is what ChatGPT. As you cautiously enter the small chamber within the labyrinth. Dungeon, golly day. ChatGPT loves to use gigantic words. Your torchlight flickers and reveals a scene of odd constants. The room is cramped and cluttered, and the air is thick with the scent of decay and dampness. I like that. The pile of trash. In one corner of the room, there is a grotesque pile of discarded items and rubbish. Broken weapons, tarnished armor, and shattered pottery and tattered scrolls, and carelessly strewn about. Rotten food and gnarled bones add to the foul odor that permeates the air. Among the refuge, you spot glimmers of what might have once been valued trinkets and relics, now forgotten and left to decay in the forsaken corner. A normal chest opposite the pile of trash. The room is cluttered. I like this. I'm going to grab all of this. And then we're going to come back here. Inside of here, we're going to edit. And we're going to, this is, come back in here so I know exactly what we're doing. Abyssal Sanctum here. We're going to call this, I don't know, there's just pretty good. The Forsaken Junk Room. I'm just going to call it Trash Room. We're going to make this an H2, so it's bigger to read. As you cautiously enter the room, I like the pile of trash, the normal chest. Opposite the pile of trash, against the far wall, stands an ordinary-looking chest. It appears to be made of sturdy oak wood, its surface adorned with several carvings of vines and leaves. A brass lock secures its contents, giving it the appearance of a typical everyday storage container. The chest seems strangely out of place. I don't know about that. The room itself is dimly lit With uneven stone walls and a low ceiling, it seems to press down on you. The discarding items in the pile of trash seem to whisper a tale of past adventurers who came before you, leaving their failed attempts and broken dreams behind. The chest, however, remains quite enigma. ChatGPT loves the word enigma right now. Awaiting your decision, will you delve into the mysterious and be lured away by the awaiting your decision. I don't like the second part, and I'm going to say here in the GM content, I'm going to say the normal chest is a mimic, or something along those lines. Okie dokie. So now we have the trash room. So let's come back to this room. I want this just to be... We could make this a trap room of some sort. Maybe let's make it a trap room where... Okay. I have an idea. So in here, we call this... What is this called? Well, it did not save. Okay. We're going to call this... maybe. Hold on. Maybe I didn't save that. Okay. We're calling this C... stone table room. Okay, so in here. Now, we're going to make a, medium sized room in a fantasy that has three exits at the west, south, and east parts of the room. There is a large stone table that looks normal. That looks normal with a stone chair behind it. In the southwest corner, there is a fire pit. Once you... Okay, so what should we put in here? I was thinking about making it rise with water. Okay, yeah. Once you pass the middle of the room, you set off a trap that the doors of each of the exits slam shut, and the room starts to fill with water. Okay. Now, once the room starts filling water, we've got the table on inspection has to do. Has small hidden buttons that stop the trap. Let's try that. The chamber of water, of the watery gauntlet. Okay, so coming back here, we need to copy that. Come in here, edit. Come down here. Let's go ahead. Start to add our stone table room. Let's paste this all in to our text, and then we'll start editing it inside of Epic. Okay, you enter a medium-sized chamber within the depths of the dungeon, and its initial appearance is rather nondescript. The room is constructed of rough-hewn stone, and three exits beckon you to explore further, one on the west, another in the south, and the third one on the east. The air is damp and chilly, lending to an unsettling atmosphere to the surroundings. The stone table and chair in the center of the room... At the north section of the room, a large stone table sits, appearing deceptively normal in this eerie setting. The table's surface is polished smooth, and there is an accompanying stone chair tucked neatly behind it. Although the arrangement seems unremarkable at first glance, you can't help but wonder if there's more to this seemingly ordinary setup. The fire pit in the southwest corner. In the southwest corner of the chamber, you notice a stone fire pit. Its cold adorning embers hint at a time when it might have provided warmth and comfort to those who sought refuge there. The fire pit is now divulged of any flames. Okay. I'm going to say the fire pit with the fire is constantly going but emits no heat, and it seemingly never consumes its power source. Power source, that's not the word, but I mean, like, you know, like wood. Okay, let's go down. Let's see what it gives me. In the southwestern corner of the chamber, a stone fire pit burns with an unquenchable flame. The fire emits a brilliant crimson hue that dances and flickers with an otherworldly allure. Strangely, the flames seem to emit no heat, and the fire pit's stone surface remains cool to the touch. Brilliant. That's exactly what I want. Okay, the unseen threat. As you move through this, I'm going to just clear this out. Copy this, come down here. This is, we're going in the GM stuff. I'm going to go up here, and we're going to just copy this. Yeah, I want actually that as well, so... Here, the unseen threat. As you move further into the chamber, your keen perception catches a subtle detail about the stone table. Small hidden buttons are discreetly concealed along its edges. However, before you can investigate further, you knowingly trigger an ominous trap. Suddenly, with a loud echoing slam, the doors Panic sets in as you realize that the water begins to pour into the chamber from the hidden sources. Desperately and frantic, you press the small buttons on the stone table, hoping to stop the trap and regain control of the situation. With each unsuccessful press, the door gradually creaks open, allowing you to escape the watery peril that threatens to engulf you. The chamber, known as the Chamber of Watery Gauntlet, serves as a test of wits. Don't need that. Nope. What? Okay. You can also stop the trap if you were to figure a way to extinguish the flame. Extinguish the flame. The fire pit. Okay. Let's save that. Okay, I think that's where we're going to end it now. I apologize for the middle part of having to stop that, but I think we got back on track. Hopefully I didn't lose too much audio there. But I want to thank you once again for here. Go ahead and check out Epic World Builder. We have things everywhere. If you are listening and to this as an audio podcast, I hope you enjoyed. If you have any problems or I'm not explain stuff enough, please go ahead and head over to epicworldbuilder.com, and you can go to the help menu and you can give feedback, anything along those lines. And I want to thank you for that. A couple other things. If you are on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Thank you for that. And just leave a review anywhere you can. That would be so helpful. We have a lot of stuff coming up in the Epic World Builder place. We do have a new map builder, which you can start to build maps. We've got artists coming on to add all kinds of assets constantly. So everything along with that. Just thank you so much. This has been so much fun. And just keep building.